Today, in the life of the church, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, but our Lord's humanity into heaven, and it is very important in the life of the mystical body. For our Lord began to prepare the disciples for this mystery when at the resurrection he told Mary Magdalene not to touch him. For the Lord knew full well that all the disciples were too attached to his physical presence on earth. And if they remained attached to his physical presence on earth, then the church would have always and everywhere simply remained a local phenomenon. But our Lord was very clear that it was the mission of all the disciples and all the members of the mystical body to go forth until the end of time and to preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in order to do this, we must always and everywhere in each land, in each nation, receive the life of Christ. If Christ's presence on earth was restricted to the physical locality in which he dwelt, then this mission could not have been accomplished. And so a greater presence was to be established. That is, after our Lord came and did warfare for us, gaining total victory over sin and purchasing for us the grace to repent of our sins. After this was done, then he would take his throne at the right hand of the Father, and his humanity would now be in heaven. And in the glorification of the sacred humanity of Christ, all humanity is glorified because it is the sign that of which we are all called to. And so the Lord would assume that rightful place at the right hand of his Father and there reign through his sacred humanity as King. And his presence would not depart from the members of the mystical body, for his life is given to us in each and every age through the sacraments of the church. And this is even a greater and more astounding presence of the Lord in the world, and especially in the mystical body of Christ. When the disciples asked the question if the Lord was to restore the kingdom of Jerusalem, there is both a yes answer and a no answer. He was not to restore the kingdom of Jerusalem as they had liked it to have been restored, but he was to fulfill all that the Old Testament had prophesied, and that fulfillment is truly accomplished this day when the Lord ascends through the trumpet blast of the angels. He ascends into heaven to take his rightful throne at the side of his Father, there to prepare a place for the entrance during the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Queen of the Universe, so that all of us may have complete confidence that in each day and in each age and in all places, Christ and his Mother truly reign over us. And so our Lord does not diminish the faith, hope, and charity of the disciples this day, but he increases it, for now their faith and their hope and their charity is based on a supernatural act by which they no longer have the consolation of the physical presence of the Lord, but they have even a greater consolation, his Eucharistic presence in all nations and in all lands until the end of time. And so it is essentially a mystery that is rooted in the central mystery of our faith, that is the Eucharistic mystery. And there is even no contradiction philosophically that Jesus Christ is present in each hope, in each host, because the theory of contradiction says that a thing cannot exist in the same time, in the same place. And so our Lord in each host is in a different place, and so it is truly the full Lord, the true Lord. He is not divided in his Eucharistic presence. He is present in each and every consecrated host, there to reign over the hearts of all the members of the church through his love. And so this day truly begins the glorification of Christ's victory. And so our Lord gained victory for us by the warfare he fought, and we too gain victory by the warfare we fight, by the grace of God overcoming our sins, and by the grace of God going forth to cooperate in that mission of his kingdom to claim all lands for the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so that true faith true hope, and true charity being established in this life, the world becomes a place in which we can all work out our salvation by the grace of God in that fear and trembling told to us by St. Paul. And so, let us strive to gain the victory, for this day we are assured that humanity truly can be taken up into heaven, and if we cooperate with the mission of our Lord, then in his ascension, he is the first, and he wishes to lead all of humanity to heaven. And let us not be deceived by the marvel of this mystery. When our Lord's sacred humanity is lifted up into heaven, he is exalted in his humanity above all the angels and saints. And so we too, who are lower by nature than all the angels, are elevated by the grace of God. And if we are triumphant, then we too will one day rise and enjoy all those mysteries of Christ. Most especially, we too will be brought to the heavenly kingdom for all eternity, so that we can praise this good God who has done such marvels for all mankind, elevating them even above the angels who remain faithful to God from the moment of their creation. And so let us who have not been faithful to God, even if we were not to commit any personal sin, we were all conceived in original sin, and so at one time were at enmity with God, until the good King came, did warfare for us, gained victory for us, and now by his Eucharistic reign and the reign of his church, especially through sacramental life, he wishes us to gain victory over all our sins, faults, and failings, so that we too one day may join all those angels and saints, praising this good King and his Queen together for all eternity in heaven.